Hi, I am Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long, and I am so pleased to be the host of the State of Health in Delaware.
My name is Nancy Mears. I am an extension agent with the University of Delaware Cooperative Extension. I am located in Sussex County in the Georgetown office, and we partnered with Purdue Farms Incorporated in Georgetown, specifically Cheryl Shreves, who is the corporate wellness manager, on a pilot project back in 2018 called Delaware FitBiz. And it's a worksite wellness initiative focusing on policy, systems, and environmental change strategies at the worksite.
That is great. And tell us, I mean, how long did that partnership take? What was that challenge? Like, what made you do this? Like, what were those health challenges? What were some of the problems or concerns y'all had at the Purdue facility? Taken from a daughter, a girl raised on a poultry farm, I have to interject that. I think these guys around the table didn't know that about me. I just had to say it. But go ahead.
Sure. So Delaware FitBiz started, I work with the SNAP education grant in the state of Delaware, specifically Sussex County. So back in 2018, we conduct a needs assessment every year so that we make sure that we're targeting folks who need the services most. And what we noticed is that for SNAP Ed, they focus on where people eat, live, learn, play, shop, and work. And what we noticed in Delaware is that we really didn't have anything for work sites. So we sent out a challenge on social media to work with one worksite in Delaware so we could just, do a pilot initiative. It was something new. And Cheryl Shreves from Purdue contacted us and said, you know what? We would love to do this for our employees. Let's go ahead and take a stab at it. And we've been working with Purdue ever since. That started in 2018. And once again, it's a little different than most worksite wellness programs that focus on strictly just direct education. We actually work on, looking at some of their policies, some of their systems changes, and their environment to support all of the wonderful things that they're already doing for their employees. Some of the things we've done is we brought some on-site farmers markets to Purdue so that it's easier for their employees to have access to produce, to low-cost local produce. We've done some things around physical activity and healthy fundraisers. And this year, we're working on promoting breastfeeding at the worksite. So Purdue's just been a wonderful partner. We've been able to expand it to the Milford site. And hopefully, we'll be able to take this to other worksites in Delaware as well.
That's terrific, Nancy. Can you tell us a little bit more about why you guys decided to focus on policy systems and PSE as opposed to a more individual approach, which has probably been a more traditional approach in the past?
Sure. Well, we still do a lot of direct education programs, but policy systems and environmental change strategies are important because we need to make sure that what we're teaching folks in our classes is sustainable and that they're able to make the changes that we're teaching them about. So many times, people learn about changes and then they don't have the ability to do what we're asking them to do. So we just wanted to make sure, people spend so much of their time at work that we actually have an environment that supports those healthy changes that we're asking people to make. And we want to set up programs that are sustainable for a long period of time. So direct education and PSE changes work hand in hand. They actually complement one another.
That's great. That's great. I, think a lot about, how many people you're influencing, right? So the cool thing is about workplaces. Our governor, he started Lieutenant Governor's Challenge, and I've created the 2.0. We're looking at those physical things, emotional and well-being. How many individuals do you think are participating? Do you have a set goal or number, or is it kind of depends upon the program, right? Because you may provide information, they may take it home. You may see some individuals lose a lot of weight or do different programs. Tell us a little bit about what's going on and how you're looking at those outcomes.
Sure. So with PSC changes, we can tell you that there are about 1,500 to 1,600 employees at each site for Purdue in Georgetown and in Milford. So we know that every change that we implement has the opportunity to reach that many people. Now, will it reach that many people? Will each PSC change reach that many people? Probably not. You know, for example, if we bring in a farmer's market, every single person isn't going to purchase from the market, but they could.
Right.
So that, you know, PSC is hard to measure, you know, person by person. So we do a percentage reach. Most of the time we do, you know, count people a lot of the time, you know, for reporting, especially for SNAP Ed, we are required to do quite a bit of reporting. But as far as the sustainability, you know, PSC does go hand in hand with our direct education. And, you know, that is definitely something with a new program and a pilot program that we, you know, we need to look at moving forward is the evaluation. You know, I'm right. certainly not an evaluation scientist, but it would be very neat to measure worksite PSEs in a longitudinal health study.
Yeah, because we know every dollar, right? Every dollar invested in prevention saves $7 on the island.
Absolutely. So it would be really neat to do some measurements, you know, maybe around, you know, weight and blood pressure and, you know, cholesterol and things like that. But it would take a tremendous amount of time to measure the impacts of PSE changes. Right. But we, you know, we know that they're there. It would take a very long time to measure those outcomes.
Nancy, I want to follow up. You talked about sustainability. What are the challenges you guys have faced in trying to get and keep your employees engaged and participating? And what have you done in order to kind of keep that ball rolling?
You know, sustainability is something that we build into all of our initiatives and programs at the University of Delaware Cooperative Extension, because we certainly want to make sure that the community partners that we work with are able to continue on after we provide technical assistance and, you know, we move on to another partner. You know, we certainly want to make sure that folks are able to continue once we leave. Sustainability has really been going well. What we do is we link our partners with local health coalitions to make sure that we still are able to stay in contact with them. We're still able to provide them some level of technical assistance, maybe not as intense as when we first start working with them, and that we just surround them with resources that already exist so that they feel supported, that they're part of a network of other worksite wellness groups and health professionals in their communities so that this work can continue.
Which is great. So Purdue Workplace, right? You know, we probably have around 5 more minutes or so here together. And I want to make sure if there's anything you think you might have missed, because we'd love to be able to, you know, replicate. And let's think about it. You've got the blue collar work industry 24/7, 365, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that plan on?
Yep.
By the way, yes, my mom was the first poultry exchange employee, in case you didn't know that, and was good friends with Frank Purdue, kept him in order. Yes. So I know the work ethic and how hard these folks work. Many of them yes. are working 2 and 3 yes. jobs. English is a second yes. language, right?
Yes.
So is yes. there anything in summary that you would like to share that we might have missed? Because your definition of health has been kind mm-hmm. of global, right? Because you're mm-hmm. talking about prevention yes. with healthy food. Yes. We're talking about all that. So is there anything about the program that you feel, and again, we have a few more minutes. I don't want you to feel rushed, but is there anything mm-hmm. that you, as we sit and talk, that you'd like to highlight with us, you know, mm-hmm. some changes, outcomes, whatever that might be?
Well, I think that's very important. I think, you know, when you're working with an organization such as Purdue, where there are many different cultures and different languages, you definitely have to understand, you know, how cultures prioritize health. And you have to understand just basic needs of people in general. And you just have to really make sure that you're willing to, you know, get in there, work with the staff at Purdue and the employees to just really understand. Because, you know, what we think might be a good idea or a priority might not be a priority to the employees. So when you're working with, you know, the work site, and of course with Delaware FitBiz, there's a menu of strategies that a work site, of PSE strategies that a work site can select to implement. You know, it really depends on upper level management. It depends on the employees. And that's why it's really important to have a wellness committee that's made up of, you know, folks, you know, from all different levels throughout the company, because it's important that the employees are heard.
Right, right. And to have that, right, and those outcomes, and to have that across the span. So, and again, like this broad definition of health, is there's any plug, is there any like a soundbite, anything that we could miss, because we really want to feature your great work, because Purdue is one of the first, one of the largest companies that we have. And if we can do it with workers at Purdue, we can do it anywhere in this state.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say that, you know, not all changes have to be big changes. Not all changes have to be expensive changes. There are just small things that I think, you know, people just don't think about, you know, what's in your vending machine. You know, you might bring in a class that talks about sugar sweetened beverages, and then, you know, your vending machine might not reflect what you've just brought in to teach your class, you know, to teach your employees about. So it's those little things, just making sure that your environment supports, you know, the messages that you're bringing in through your employee wellness program. You know, just those little things, and partnering with the University of Delaware, we can help you, you know, just bring in some new ideas, and we can help you find some grant funding, you know, to implement some of those changes if it's needed.
Which is huge, which we believe in. You know, Keith, what did you just whisper to me?
Yeah, that was good. Practice what you preach. I like that. I like what you just said.
Yeah, walk the talk.
Yeah, walk the talk, practice what you preach. And I do think having that resource, academic partnership, there's a lot of partnerships and different funds that come through. And knowing that to all of our listeners on the podcast, worksite, we have resources and we have connections and we have academic partners and interns. So you're not alone. And again, like I said, if Purdue can do it, anybody can do it, right? And that works.
Absolutely. And I think it's, and it's just important that we utilize not just, you know, our own resources within the university, but we are involved in community health coalitions throughout the state. So, you know, we can certainly create relationships and introduce work sites to other health partners. You know, we're very involved in all of our local health coalitions. So it's really just about networking and partnerships and, you know, just making those connections for the benefit of your employees.
That's great. That's great. Any other thing you want to summarize before we let you go this afternoon?
No, I just really appreciate you guys giving us the opportunity to share what we're doing. And, you know, we love working with Purdue, and we would love to work with other work sites so that we can reach as many people as we can.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.